AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. Lower courts ruled for the transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia who challenged the state bans. Alan Hurst is Idaho's Solicitor General.
They're seeking special treatment for males who allegedly lack an unfair advantage, but only if those males also identify as transgender. Denying special treatment isn't classifying on the basis of transgender status. It's consciously choosing not to.
There is a broad effort by President Trump to target transgender Americans, beginning on the first day of his second term and including the ouster of transgender people from the military. Inflation still remains above the Federal Reserve's target, but it cooled last month.
As prices for gas and used cars fell, a sign that cost pressures are slowly easing. The Labor Department said Tuesday consumer prices rose 0.3% in December from the prior month, the same as in November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices rose 0.2%, also matching November's figure. Even as inflation has eased, large price increases for groceries, rent, and health care have left many Americans feeling squeezed, turning affordability issues into high-profile political concerns. Signs inflation is cooling could make it more likely the Fed will reduce its key interest rate later this year, something President Trump has been pushing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to do. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he's canceling talks with Iranian officials and told protesting Iranians help is on the way. Activists say the death toll from nationwide protest in Iran has spiked to at least 2,000 people. A Danish government official says Denmark provided the U.S. with support, seizing an oil tanker, violating sanctions amid the dispute over Greenland. This is AP News. At least four people have died in Gaza from collapsing walls.
As strong winds hit the area, hospital authorities say that dangerous living conditions persist due to past Israeli bombardment and aid shortfalls. Despite a ceasefire since October 10th, aid groups say many Palestinians lack proper shelter from winter storms. The dead include two women, a girl, and a man. Meanwhile, the child death toll in Gaza has risen. The Gaza Health Ministry reported that a one-year-old boy died of hypothermia overnight. UNICEF says over 100 children have been killed since the ceasefire began. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Freezing rain and icy conditions have caused widespread travel disruptions across Central and Eastern Europe. Airports in the Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia, and Hungary postponed flights. Vienna International Airport, one of the busiest in Central Europe, temporarily halted flights. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.